Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway. Money Talk on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Well, as we head into trading on this Monday morning, kind of a positive outlook on the horizon, right, Rick?
That's exactly right, John. Friday's trading day closed with modest gains for the major stock indexes, but hardly enough to offset the biggest one-week decline the Dow Jones Industrial Average has seen since November. The Dow fell 1.1% last week, the S&P 500 was off 1.4%, and the NASDAQ shed 1.5%. The index for small cap stocks, the Russell 2000, really took a hit with a weekly loss of 2.7%, its biggest decline since February 2016. August tends to be a month when the dog days of summer create market gyrations, and recent investor complacency certainly was a condition due to be rattled. So the war of words between Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un was all that was needed to cause a sell-off. But U.S. stock futures look to bounce back this morning as market volatility eases after rising 44% last week. With all the detractions that dominated our headlines, it's no wonder July's inflation report was overlooked. The core inflation rate rose 0.1% last month for an annualized rate of 1.7%, which means it's still below the Federal Reserve's target rate of 2%. That makes it harder for the Fed to justify further interest rate hikes. But a weaker U.S. dollar, as we've recently seen, could push up import prices, and that might help to stimulate inflation. Stock futures are looking for a positive opening at the morning bell, and that's where we'll begin the financial day, John.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Have a great Monday.
You too, sir.
Money Talk with certified financial planner Rick Applegate of Cantor Fitzgerald Wealth Partners, a registered investment advisor providing personalized financial planning, investment advice, and retirement plan fiduciary guidance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.